Welcome to ResCheck.info and the ResCheckspert blog, the web's number one blog and resource on ResCheck's Manual J's, Green Homes, Insulation, Building Components, and Energy Efficiency. Today we want to talk to you about ResCheck hard parts. If you want to read this blog post, head on over to www.ResCheck.info. If not, just sit back and relax and we'll read it to you. ResCheck hard part. Today, on the ResCheck episode of ResCheck Podcast, ResCheckspert blog, and user updates to ResCheck.info users, we want to discuss the parts of ResCheck that might confuse, frustrate, or seem hard to the end user. There are plenty of items that are hard when creating a ResCheck, and then there's some easy ones like locating the square footage of the property and where it will be built. What happens when you start doing a ResCheck and you come to the point where you cannot go any further? The ResCheckspert blog discusses that in great detail below. Common errors in ResCheck come when switching your ResCheck from ResCheck Desktop to ResCheck Web, or maybe from one version of ResCheck Desktop to an older version of ResCheck Desktop. If the codes do not mix, then you might get a warning message that the .rck or .rxl file was created using a newer version of ResCheck software. Then, when your ResCheck finally populates within the ResCheck software, you get a bunch of zeros and no real construction data transferred. In this instance, if it was created using ResCheck Desktop, I would try the same file in ResCheck Web. If it was created in ResCheck Web, then you might try the newest version of ResCheck Desktop software as available from the Department of Energy. As a final resource for getting your ResCheck complete, you might want to print off the ResCheck calculations, checklist, and compliance certificate and manually transcribe your ResCheck data into a brand new ResCheck template. This would obviously be the least desirable option. Sometimes you got to do it. Another error that you see in ResCheck software that makes it difficult for beginners is when the software refuses to calculate your score. On this particular ResCheck error, I like to scan the screen for any shaded or red markings that might include a mistake within your ResCheck template. Perhaps you forgot to tick a checkbox on the opening screen or ResCheck Desktop, or maybe you left out an SHCC or put an invalid U-value into the window section of your ResCheck envelope. Most of these errors are relatively easy to fix, and the best thing about it is once you figure out how to get your ResCheck moving again, you will know instantly where to look the next time a ResCheck error embeds itself within your report. The next hardest thing we hear the most about is cities requiring their exact town to be named and included in a ResCheck, even if your city is no longer listed in ResCheck Web or ResCheck Desktop to begin with. It is possible that some crosstown middle school basketball rivalry that your building department will not accept the neighboring town's name in the spot of their own on a ResCheck. In this instance, you're probably best to ask the building department for a copy of the last ResCheck they used. Then you can use the exact town that was used on the last one that passed. And if it was good enough to be used on your neighbor's project, there's no reason they should discriminate against your ResCheck. You can also try ResCheck Web if you are using ResCheck Desktop, or try ResCheck Desktop if you're using ResCheck Web. Sometimes older and newer versions include or exclude some cities that might luck out and find the right version of your ResCheck through your building department's scrutiny. Overall, there's plenty of things that can stump you when creating a do-it-yourself ResCheck report, but that should not stop you from trying. ResCheckin' your home can be a rewarding experience. However, you may not have the time to learn ResCheck software and all the intricacies that go along with it. That is where we come in. Our process works like this. You need a ResCheck. You email your plans to service at ResCheck.info. We complete the ResCheck for you in 4 to 6 hours. We send you an invoice for $79. You submit the ResCheck to the building department and commence your construction project. Thanks again for reading the ResCheckspert blog. We look forward to seeing your plan in our inbox soon. If you're ready to get started, head over to www.ResCheck.info. Upper left-hand side of the screen, click that Buy Now button. Go down, click Buy Now one more time. You're ready to go. Thanks again for listening to the ResCheckspert blog and podcast.